Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
Darren Fahill's here with the sports news and two big games today.
Absolutely. I missed it the last couple of days, I'm going to be honest with you. But two absolutely crackers today in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. First up at 3 o'clock, Brazil meeting Croatia. And then at 7, the Netherlands against Argentina. Tomorrow it's Portugal and Morocco. That's at 3. And then England at France at 7. And what a couple of days we have to look forward to. All on RTE2 television and The Player. Now, Ray Houghton will join me from Doha just after the news at 8.30. But in the meantime, let's hear from the England skipper, Harry Kane. He believes this is a big moment for England and he feels they can finally deliver on this World Cup stage.
Yeah, I think when we look back to probably 2018, and we got to the situation we was in, it's probably further than what anyone really thought we was going to be. I feel like since then, getting to a Euro final and being where we are now, we expected to be here, and the quarter final ain't what we've come here for. We've come here to go all the way, so there's no need to fear any team in this tournament, but we have to make sure we're ready for a really strong side. So I think that's one of our biggest strengths, is that we understand the situation, we understand it's going to be a really tough game. We've been here before. But also we understand that we're one of the best teams in the tournament and we've got to go out there and show that. I feel like we believe in ourselves. We believe in the project that we've been doing now for 5 years since Gareth has been manager. So, we'll go with the same game. In a game of football, anything can happen. You can lose being the best team. But the most important thing for us is that these opportunities don't come around often and we've got to make sure we don't have no regrets at the end of it.
Let's see if they can finally deliver. More on that later on. In transfer news, Stephanie Roach, she's had a very busy week, hasn't she? She has completed a move from Shamrock Rovers to Piemont United ahead of the 2023 season. The Gaelic Players Association and the GAA has reached agreement on mileage, squad sizes and training hours per week as part of a new charter. Now, there'll be no caps on squad sizes, a limit of 5 training sessions per week in winter months and a limit of 4 then permitted from February on when the season begins. Players will get 70 cent per mile for travel expenses. Carpooling will be encouraged. Yesterday was also a very significant day for Waterford GAA supporters as the sod was turned on the redevelopment of Walsh Park. It feels like we've been talking about this Walsh Park redevelopment for many, many years. Well, it's finally underway and the county chair is Sean Michael O'Regan.
What we really want to do is we want to turn Welsh Park into a kind of a modern stadium. It'll be a small stadium, you know, capacity probably when we're finished hit around the 15,000 with a seated capacity maybe of 8,500, which we've never had before. But, you know, it'll be a nice compact stadium and the atmosphere that should be generated when it's a full stadium and, you know, you have a stand built across in the northern side and then on Keynes Road here behind. It'll give everybody a real huge boost on match days. We can sense the carnival atmosphere that might be there already when it comes on a fine Munster Championship day. The pitch, you know, we're going to be widening the pitch a little bit as well. Probably the junior footballers mightn't be so happy about that, but the senior hurlers will be delighted. So it'll be a bigger pitch and that'll bring the, you know, the spectators closer to the action as well, you know what I mean? So yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Yes, aren't we all? Summer days in Walsh Park. I have to correct myself before I go on. Stephanie Roach obviously went from Piemont to Shamrock Rovers before everyone starts texting in and writing in. And I know you will. Slip of the tongue there. But good luck to Stephanie and her dancing as well. The IRFU has pledged an additional 1 million of annual funding to women's rugby in Ireland to help launch their new Women's Rugby Ireland programme. Now, the union, though, say they need another 1.4 million funding to implement it fully. And the hope is that extra money will come from government and also through further sponsorship. The Heineken Champions Cup begins this weekend. 3 Irish provinces in action on Saturday. Leinster away to Racing. That's at 1. Then on Sunday, 2 live games on an extended Sunday Sport. We're on air on Radio 1 Digital at 1 for Sale and Ulster. Then on our FM coverage, it begins at 2. It'll be followed by Munster and Toulouse at 3:15. So I have to say, I'm really looking forward to this particular game. Remember what happened in the quarterfinals of the Champions Cup last year? We needed penalty kicks to separate these two. And it's interesting that coach Graeme Rowntree didn't want to go into that contest in too much detail in his pre-match press conference, but he did want to talk about the challenge that lies ahead.
They're good at everything. You know, their league position suggests that. Good at everything. Tricks. Great players. Trick plays. Power game. We've got a handful. a real European giant is coming to Atonement on Sunday. It's undeniable where their threats are and the talent they've got in the group. So we analysed them and tracked that like a normal week, looked at their recent games. We've not had to reference that game in the Aviva so far. We've trained hard. And I've said previously, hard work tends to pay off. We train exceptionally hard within our sessions, hard and fast, to try and drive a difference in the way we're playing and the intensity. And it's coming through. I was always confident it was going to come through. But lads are just getting better. They're getting more skillful. They're getting more comfortable with how we're training and how we're playing. And as you say, there's some consistency now in terms of returning internationals and injured players.
Yeah, some serious consistency on the field. They're Connacht also in action in the Challenge Cup against Newcastle at 5:30. Tom McKibben is doing really well at the Alfred Dunhill Championship. Day two well underway. He's level par for the day, so still inside the top 10 there. Finally, racing today is at the all-weather track in Dundalk from 5 o'clock.